From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The GOP race in Iowa is in its final weekend, with the front runners looking for victory and other candidates aiming to do well enough in Tuesday's caucuses to keep going. NPR's Don Gagne has this roundup from Des Moines.
At the top of the polls, Mitt Romney got help Friday from one of the rising stars in the GOP, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, while Ron Paul held more town hall meetings and prepared for a Monday whistle-stop tour with his son, Senator Rand Paul. Traditionally, the Iowa caucuses weed out one or two poor-performing candidates. This year, that could include Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, whose support has fallen way off, despite having spent so much time in this state where she was born. Texas Governor Rick Perry has also struggled to gain traction in recent weeks. And there's former U.S. House Speaker Newt Gingrich, who's dealing with dramatically falling poll numbers just weeks after he enjoyed a brief moment as a front runner here. Don Gagne, NPR News, Des Moines.
More car fires are being reported in Southern California. Police in Los Angeles say several fires are burning this morning and that authorities are investigating if the fires are connected to a string of nearly two dozen suspected arson fires in Hollywood yesterday. Authorities in Los Angeles are offering at least $35,000 in rewards for information leading to a conviction. L.A. County Supervisor Xavier Oslovsky.
We are dead serious about trying to apprehend the individual or individuals who are responsible for this.
Over a period of 4 hours starting after midnight yesterday, firefighters scrambled to douse fires in 21 locations in Hollywood and the neighboring city of West Hollywood. In nearly every case, the fire started in a parked car. The U.S. says Egypt is promising to end raids on pro-democracy groups and return property seized in those raids. From the State Department, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the issue has complicated Cairo's relations with Washington.
A senior State Department official says that the U.S. ambassador to Egypt, Ann Patterson, got assurances from Egyptian authorities that raids on pro-democracy groups will end. The official adds that Patterson will continue to talk with Egyptian authorities to resolve some of the underlying issues related to how U.S.-supported non-governmental groups operate in Egypt. Among those targeted in Thursday's raids were the International Republican Institute and the National Democratic Institute, which train political parties and election monitors in Egypt and in countries around the world. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Iran is showing signs that it's ready to restart international talks on its disputed nuclear program. Iran's ambassador to Germany being quoted as saying that Iran's top nuclear negotiator will send a letter soon to the European Union. An EU spokesman says the EU is open to meaningful talks with Tehran, provided there are no preconditions. Meanwhile, Iran's semi-official Fars News Agency says Iran has test-fired long-range missiles during a naval exercise in the Persian Gulf. This is NPR. Ethiopian troops have reportedly opened a third front against al-Shabaab militants in Somalia. Witnesses say they have entered a Somali border town today. Heavy clashes being reported, prompting residents to flee. Kenyan troops also fighting al-Shabaab in southern Somalia, while African troops in Mogadishu have mostly pushed al-Shabaab fighters out of the capital. The U.S. economy is likely to experience another year of sluggish growth in 2012, and NPR's John Itzty reports there are potential threats that could slow growth further.
In its most recent forecast, the Federal Reserve said the U.S. economy is likely to grow between 2.5% and 2.9% in 2012. That's better than the U.S. managed in 2011, but not fast enough to bring the unemployment rate down rapidly. The Fed says unemployment is not likely to go below 8.5% in 2012. Some private forecasters are even more cautious about U.S. growth. IHS Global Insight expects the U.S. to grow at about 2% for the year, but it cautions that there are downside risks. A financial meltdown caused by Europe's debt crisis poses the biggest threat to the U.S. economy. A European recession, which now seems likely, would also be a drag on U.S. growth. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
NASA is counting down the minutes until its twin spacecraft make back-to-back arrivals at the moon this weekend. The probes are headed there to study lunar gravity. If all goes well, the first probe, called Grail A, will slip into orbit today. Its twin, Grail B, will do the same tomorrow. The probes were launched back in September. The mission is aimed at helping researchers understand how the moon was formed and what's below the surface. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.